Welcome to this audio guide on carbohydrates, an essential group of biological molecules involved in energy supply, storage, and structure in living organisms. Carbohydrates are organic molecules made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, usually in the ratio CH2O, and often following the general formula CH2O-SEN. They can be divided into three main groups: monosaccharides, disaccharides, and polysaccharides. Let's explore each of these in turn. SHAC Section 1, Monosaccharides. Monosaccharides are the simplest carbohydrates, single sugar units that act as the basic building blocks for larger carbohydrate molecules. They are soluble, sweet-tasting, and play key roles in energy metabolism. They can be classified according to the number of carbon atoms they contain. Trioses, with three carbons, include glyceraldehyde, which is involved in metabolic pathways like respiration. Pentoses, with five carbons, include ribose and deoxyribose, which are found in nucleotides, RNA, and DNA. Hexoses, with six carbons, include alpha-glucose, beta-glucose, fructose, and galactose, all major energy sources. Monosaccharides can exist in different structural forms. In the case of glucose, there are alpha and beta isomers. This tiny difference, the position of a single hydroxyl group, has a huge impact on the kinds of polysaccharides they can form. Functionally, monosaccharides are important as rapid energy sources, key substrates for respiration, building blocks for more complex carbohydrates, and structural components, for example, in nucleic acids. Section 2. Disaccharides. Disaccharides are formed when two monosaccharides join together in a condensation reaction, creating a glycosidic bond and releasing a molecule of water. Their general formula is C2H2O-ene. This bond can later be broken in a hydrolysis reaction, using water to split the molecule back into its monosaccharide components. Important examples include sucrose, made from glucose and fructose, the main transport sugar in plants; maltose, made from two glucose molecules, formed during starch digestion; and lactose, made from glucose and galactose, the sugar found in milk. The type of glycosidic bond, such as 1:4 or 1:6, affects the molecule's properties and how easily it can be digested. In living systems, disaccharides are used for energy transport and storage. They can be hydrolyzed quickly to provide monosaccharides for respiration and are highly soluble, making them effective short-term energy sources. Section 3. Polysaccharides. Polysaccharides are large, complex carbohydrates formed when many monosaccharides are joined together through glycosidic bonds. They can consist of hundreds or even thousands of glucose units. Unlike monosaccharides and disaccharides, polysaccharides are insoluble, which makes them particularly well-suited for storage or structural roles. Storage polysaccharides. Starch is the main storage polysaccharide in plants. It's made entirely of phi-glucose and has two components: amylose, which is unbranched and coiled, with 1:4 glycosidic bonds, and amylopectin, which is branched and contains both 1:4 and 1:6 bonds. This structure makes starch compact and insoluble, so it doesn't interfere with the osmotic balance of the cell, and it can be hydrolyzed when energy is needed. Glycogen is the storage polysaccharide in animals and fungi. It's also made of alpha-glucose, but is more highly branched than starch, allowing for rapid hydrolysis to glucose when energy demand is high. Glycogen is mainly stored in the liver and muscles, providing a quick and efficient energy reserve. Shesh! Structural polysaccharides. Cellulose is a polymer of beta-glucose found in plant cell walls. Its structure is unique. Each beta-glucose monomer is rotated 180 degrees relative to the next, forming straight chains that can hydrogen bond with neighboring chains. These bundles of chains, called microfibrils, give cellulose its strength, rigidity, and insolubility. Chitin is similar to cellulose, but is found in fungal cell walls and the exoskeletons of arthropods. Some of its hydroxyl groups are replaced with nitrogen-containing acetylamine groups, which increase its strength and flexibility. Like cellulose, chitin chains are linked by hydrogen bonds, forming strong structural fibers. Functional properties of polysaccharides. Polysaccharides have several properties that make them biologically significant. Insolubility, meaning they don't affect osmotic pressure. Compact structure, allowing large energy stores in a small space. High energy content, as glucose can be released when needed. Structural strength through hydrogen bonding in cellulose and chitin. Section 4. Summary. To recap, Monosaccharides are simple sugars, quick to use and fundamental building blocks. Disaccharides are pairs of monosaccharides, ideal for transport and short-term energy storage. Polysaccharides are large, insoluble molecules, adapted for long-term energy storage in starch and glycogen, and for providing structural strength in cellulose and chitin. The key idea is that structure determines function. The type of monosaccharide, its isomeric form, and the way it bonds together all influence how the carbohydrate behaves in living organisms. Carbohydrates are therefore versatile, essential molecules, supporting both energy needs and structural integrity across all forms of life.